USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 5 people in the Bahamas have been killed by a slow-moving Hurricane Dorian, which has devastated that country. After the storm batters it for about 24 hours, the foreign minister there says,
all accounts, we have received catastrophic damage.
The storm, now a Category 3, expected to move up the east coast of Florida, heading north towards Georgia and the Carolinas. Nearly 1,400 flights were canceled on Labor Day because of the storm. More than 1,200 more are canceled today. 25 people confirmed dead after a charter boat fire off the coast of Santa Cruz, California, early yesterday. A few people are still unaccounted for, so this fire official says,
we're always hopeful that there would be more survivors found, and the search and rescue operation continues.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As a very busy Labor Day travel weekend wrapped up at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, many passengers scrambled when an airport worker sounded an alarm after some sort of suspicious interaction with two men last night. This traveler says it was a chaotic scene.
There wasn't any loud noise. There was just a general panic in the terminal, and folks started running out. There were people kind of hiding under the benches and whatnot, and an alarm went off.
Officials say the Alaskan Airlines worker hit the alarm after he approached two men and they ran away from him. Nobody's in custody, but they say the investigation's continuing. At least 16 people were killed and over 100 injured when a Taliban attacker detonated a suicide belt in the Afghan capital last night. It came just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says nothing would get him to accept a Brexit delay. Britain's departure from the European Union is set for October 31st. Speaking outside 10 Downing Street on Monday, Johnson said he doesn't want new parliamentary elections. He urged Parliament not to undercut Britain's negotiating position on Brexit with the European Union. Protesters gathered at the Downing Street address as Johnson met with his senior ministers. Those protesters chanting and holding up signs. A 17-year-old Palestinian student denied entry into the U.S. is now allowed to begin classes at Harvard. Ismail Ujawi was barred from entering the country last month after being questioned by immigration officials for several hours at Boston's Logan International Airport. The student from Lebanon told the Harvard Crimson that officials also searched his laptop and phone, asking him about social media posts made by his friend. He made it to campus yesterday as classes are set to begin today. Bugatti says one of its production model vehicles topped 300 miles an hour on a German test track. That's a record for a vehicle off the assembly line, even a specially modified one. According to the parent company Volkswagen, that prototype Bugatti Chiron actually reached a speed just shy of 305 mph. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.